Game one of a split twin bill between the Indians and the Twins. The Indians have won 9 straight games at Target Field, and they have a threat at the top of the first for Jay Bruce.
The pitch. Bruce lines a base hit towards center field. That'll score Lindor and Kipnis. Stopping at second is Jose Ramirez.
Kipnis loops one into shallow center field. That'll drop. Great jump and read by Yan Gomes. Throw to the plate. He is safe. Yan Gomes sends a towering drive deep left center field. Rosario back. He's out of room. It's out of here. Yan Gomes.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Kipnis with a drive. Deep right field. This ball is off the very top of the wall, and Kipnis in jogging. Now it's called a home run. What the heck?
Guyer, a little jam job. It's going to drop, and coming around third, Santana is going to score. So Brandon Guyer picks up the RBI bloop single.
The Indians take game one with ease, 9-3, extending their winning streak to 6. It's also their 10th straight win at Target Field. Bradley Zimmer singled in the 9th to snap an 0-for-36 skid, the longest single-season hitless drought for an Indians player since 1987. A 3-run homer by Yan Gomes broke it open in the 8th as the Indians went on for a 10th consecutive win at Target Field, this one by a 9-3 final. Here is Indian skipper Terry Francona.
Shoot 40 pitch inning, my goodness. You know, we were kind of commenting, you know, their guy, I think it was 17 pitches, he didn't have an out yet. And then we look up and Carrasco's at 26. That's a hard way to start the game. So staying out there for 5 and for the most part keeping them off the scoreboard, we'll take it, because that had a chance to be a complete bullpen game. He's okay. He got a fluoroscope, and that was okay. So they took him for x-rays, and it came back negative. And, I mean, there's a chance he's even available in the second game. I think it just hit him, like, right here where there's that, like, on the nerve where for a few minutes there he was feeling it pretty good.
How nice was it to be able to bring Cody in, knowing those 5 pitches? But
And that was the idea. I mean, because of his versatility and his willingness, you know, sometimes, I mean, the game was on the line there. We don't need to let them crawl back into that game just so it's a safe situation in the 9th. But because he threw 5, he'll be available in the second game.
Pulling Cookie at 94 pitches, was there anything to that, or was just?
I just thought the first inning took a lot out of him, a lot.
The game was still close at the time of that pickoff play by Gomes.
I mean, there's a couple things. One, and then we had the good relay throw on the ball off the wall, because that was followed up with a double, we might still be playing. So there were some things that may get lost, you know, in a long game that really helped us win that game.
Kind of along the same lines too, Olsen coming in and getting the out there with the runner still at third base, just in that situation.
He's done a great job for us. I mean, he throws the ball down, it moves, he can spin it, doesn't get flustered. It's been nice. Sometimes, you know, nobody ever wants to lose Andrew, but when a guy gets a chance, sometimes they take advantage of it.
Nice to see Zimmer get a hit, to see Gomes break out.
It was so nice with Gomer. I mean, my goodness, you know, the home run just, game had a little bit of a feel where we needed to spread it out. And then for Zim to get a hit, not just get hit, but see the way all the guys reacted to him, that was good.
When you finally get the report on Ramirez, how much relief is that?
Very much. I was kind of took some of the fun out of the first game for me. I was really worried about that. I mean, it just the way he reacted to it, and you know the trainers kind of being indecisive. It was kind of nagging at me. It was really good to hear.
2 batters after Yan Gomes cleared the bases with a 3-run homer, Jason Kipnis also went deep, aiding the cause in the Indians' 9-3 win against the Twins on Thursday afternoon. Kipnis spoke to the media after the game.
But you saw him kind of find it and turn it up a notch there from then on, and you saw him kind of breezing through their lineup with a couple quick at-bats. He was looking good, so he's obviously not the outing that he wanted right now for distance-wise, but he likes to go later in games, but we'll take 5 strong innings and a lead from him every time.
You're like everybody else. You see Hosey get hit. Yeah. What goes through your mind? You've been through injuries. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
What goes through your team's mind when that happens?
Can't say it on the air right now, but I mean, we know how big of a part of he plays in the versatility that he offers us, and I mean, he's been our best hitter for a long time this season, and his value's through the roof, and so hopefully it's nothing serious, and hopefully he's back soon.
Following game two on Thursday night, the Indians head to Kansas City for a weekend series against the Royals.